Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am your host, Marcus Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Big Marcus, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Deacon Dunnit.
Deacon Dunnit.
I don't know, I couldn't think of that. And let me introduce yourself, co-host.
Don't look at me all crazy. I wish y'all could see him. You can on my channel. I am Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, the wife to this crazy man sitting beside me. Yes, you can see this podcast on my YouTube channel. It is That Chick Angel TV. You'll get some of the behind scenes footage of the craziness happening at the house, and or you can just listen to us on iTunes. Whatever floats your boat. We're all for it.
Yeah. We ain't established who's host and co-host yet.
We both
host and both co-host.
Yeah.
Don't be neutral in this.
No, that is what
Draw
it is.
Draw your line in the sand.
Let me do a quick call to action.
Go ahead.
Silly. Please subscribe to our podcast. We're not sure how many episodes we're going to do. This is number 4, and we're hoping to at least do 8. So please subscribe so that you can get all of our great podcast content. Hopefully it'll get better as we go along. Also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which again is That Chick Angel TV. We are family vloggers. It's more of my channel than it is Marcus, but he's about to start putting up some of his own content, so you all can get some more of him.
That's gonna happen.
And just some of our family in general. So thank you guys already for your support. We greatly appreciate it. And now let's jump into, what are we doing today?
We're answering Twitter questions.
Yes, Twitter questions. So let's jump into it because we are going to make this a short podcast. All right. So the first question is from Jessica L. Hellowell at Jessica Lamonby. She asks, do you find it hard to have time alone with Big Marcus? And you can answer in the reverse of, yes, this podcast right now is probably the only time alone that we'll get today.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we can actually say, hey, watch them really quick while we do this podcast.
It costs money to have people watching your kids for us to just to be by ourselves. And that's not money that I'm always willing to give up. Not at all. Yeah.
And right now, even just laying down at night, at the end of the night, trying to relax. We got twins to put up with.
Yeah.
So it can be hard.
We now put the twins down in their crib prior to us going to bed. So we have maybe 2 hours of alone time at the end of the night. And then eventually we end up with the twins again. So,
yeah,
so it's hard.
But and as they get older, it'll get a little easier. But when we really want to, we do date nights every now and then. We'll go out, just us.
We have my niece Portia here. She's mainly here to help when I have auditions during the day or if I book a job. But we sometimes also hire her again so that we can do something on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is difficult, but we try to make time when it's possible. Okay, so the next question is actually from my niece at Victory, Vicky Nicky Tom. She says, do you think that every couple at some point have thought of divorce?
Not to say, I'm thinking about divorcing this person, but you got to be prepared for any and everything, you know? So just if the thought crosses your mind, like, what if we decide to get a divorce one day? How would this happen? How would this work? How would I do this? How would I do that? Or some people are just in miserable relationships where they constantly think about divorce. We know people that go through that all the time.
Often. Yes, we do. Have you ever thought about divorce me? Have I ever pitched you off to the point where you just like, I could leave her?
That one time you backed my Taurus into the garage. We weren't even married yet. I was like, I ain't marrying this chick.
But you can be honest. Have you ever thought?
No, I think, no, not really. Or if it did cross my mind, it was like when we were like in the heat of an argument. And I'm just like, in the back of my mind, I was like, you know what? She could say, let's end this. And I'd be arguing like right now, you know. So
there was one time where we had an argument. It went from sugar to shit real quick.
Yeah.
You know what it was about? I had a stand-up comedy show, and it was going to be the first time, your first company Christmas party.
Yes.
And, like, he kind of popped off real quick, like, got an attitude with me, and I didn't understand why. And it took us forever to figure out it took us about a week to figure it out. But I was like, okay, well, he can just go back to Kentucky. Like, if it's just that hard for him to deal with the fact that I have things that I got to do career-wise, like, it wasn't so much that I was thinking, okay, I'm about to divorce him. But I was like, if he needs to go back, if it's all about that, and he needs to go back to Kentucky, then fine. I'll be okay. Yeah.
There was one argument we got in before we got married, And I'm pretty sure if I bring it up right now, we will argue about it right now.
What was the
argument? I don't even remember what it was. It was somebody's wedding. And I was either late or didn't make it because I went to another wedding.
Erica's, my best friend Erica's wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I got out the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I got out the car.
You got out the car. Yeah.
Said, keep it pushing.
Yeah. Yep. No, we ain't going to argue about that because I can't remember. I know you
were late.
I remember.
I'm getting mad right now.
No, there are times when, that's not a place that my mind goes to often is by man. I was about to say something else, but I don't feel like having to edit out all of my, all of my words. But yeah, I think the longer you're together, I think the more often those thoughts can easily pop up, but it's.
And usually with us, I don't know about you, but with me, it ain't even to the point to where, ooh, I just want to get really piss her off after the fact.
Uh-huh.
Like, what type of chick would I get that would she? It would just burn her up when she see us. So where would she go to
get
look
a, man.
For a man?
That'll get me upset. Get a man.
Yeah, whatever. That ain't happening. you'd be happy then because I ain't getting no man. I'm like, where is she going looking for another man to where I can show up with somebody?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. So yeah,
show up with somebody we know though.
Oh, yeah. The fight is happening. Yeah. The fight is happening. Mm-hmm. She'll be like, but she knocked out my tooth.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Oh, see? You jackass. I always say, though, if we were to get a divorce, I'm trying to get him to agree to get a vasectomy if he gets a divorce.
I'm
because
like,
I will always, this is my motto.
I'm might not my head, be. Though. She's talking, though.
I might not be your only wife, but I will be your only baby mama.
Yeah, that's
going to
be
that.
One of my get backs.
No. You're not going to
make. We ain't together. Okay.
You ain't going to make no more kids with nobody else.
Uh-huh.
No, because I want to be able to call in the middle of the night and be like, little Marcus is acting a fool. He needs you over
I'm
here.
Like, all right, I'm going to put. I was trying to think of a baby girl's name, but I'm like, we're going to mess around and say somebody's daughter's name that we know. Like, hold on, what you trying to say?
Cut your throat.
Let me put Lindsay down. Hold on.
Then whatever. Yeah, the kids by nobody else but me.
Yeah, that's going to be one of my get backs.
Mm-hmm.
It's
going to
be one
of
mine.
I'll make
one
sure, I'll make sure your sons, look, you do it, and I'll make sure your sons are calling somebody else.
They're like, where's Earl? Baby, who's Earl? I don't know Earl. He was coming over. He stopped coming over. I don't know the world.
See, you're a mess. You're a mess.
What's the next question?
Okay, one of my Periscope followers asked, they wanted to know about sex after marriage. What is, or was it sex after marriage or sex after children? Sex after children. I was going to say sex after marriage. Hopefully we're doing it. Sex after kids. Again, we don't get a lot of alone time, so it is has to be strategic and tactical. So,
yeah. Well, one thing, I know after little Marcus was here, like the birth control stuff, like messes up women's hormones.
It can.
So that
can
be challenging.
It can lower your libido. Like, make sure y'all look at the side effects on birth control because I was like, I mean, granted, having children in general can lower your libido because your mind is just in other places. Your body is trying to figure out what the hell just happened to it. It's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be a drag.
But it's cool. I think we do pretty good
we
considering
do.
The circumstances.
I mean, we have droughts
before the
like 20, anybody.
Yeah. Say what?
I say we have droughts. I think like any married couple with a bunch of kids.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I ain't denying that.
No. I was just putting that out there because I don't want people to think, oh God, my marriage must be falling apart. Because
oh no, no, don't think it.
It's one. Sometimes it's literally just the opportunity doesn't present itself. And then
people don't realize the opportunity is presenting itself.
I told you I picked up your clue today.
Yeah, I picked up my clue. I just pitiful. She's pitiful, y'all. It's just you could never be a spy.
Let me tell you, if I knew I was supposed to be a spy, then maybe he'd be throwing me the lightest clues.
I throw her the same exact clue she throws me in the same exact way.
No, mm-mm.
Whatever.
My clues
next
be
question.
I don't have. You gotta,
like I told you, the cookies are in the oven. It was actually cookies in the oven. What you talking about?
That's exactly when you gotta take a shower. Yeah, you stink. Yeah, you should.
You just gonna put that out there?
What?
A real clue?
Nobody would have known it was a real clue if you didn't just say a real clue.
What?
Nobody. The cookies in the oven could be a real clue, but nobody would know if you get what I'm saying? Nobody would have known it was a real clue if you didn't say
it. People hear people say that all the time. Cookies in the oven is just like, really? Somebody randomly throw out cookies in the oven. It's like, what the hell does that mean if cookies ain't actually in the oven?
And what I am saying,
birds fly south in the east. Come on now, next question.
You gonna make me hurt you. Last question is,
edit that
do
out.
We do we want any more cheering?
No, straight faces.
I will say this,
I wouldn't put another baby in you.
Yeah, he would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, he would. He'd be like, cookies.
Go through all this again? Now.
Well, are you going to do what's necessary to make sure that you don't make any more kids with me then?
I'm going to make sure. Yeah, I'm going to do what's necessary. No. I'm going to make sure that you do what's necessary.
You
that's
can't
what I'm
make
gonna
sure
do.
That I do what's necessary. You honestly yeah, can't. No. How?
By staying on top of you.
How do you know? You don't know no if pun I hold intended. You don't know if I have the parent guard in now or all not. Right.
I do know, actually.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't
if,
know.
You wouldn't know if I took it out? No, you wouldn't.
How you going to tell me I wouldn't know?
How do you know if I have it in right now?
Because I can feel the damn thing.
But Marcus, how do you know that's the Paragard is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
It better be something.
You don't
if it,
know.
If it ain't nothing in you, you need to go to the doctor right now.
What I'm saying is that
they you can't get it back far enough dealing with me.
Adult content is what this is.
Oh, sorry.
If no, no, but for real. I want a girl, but I don't really want to ever get pregnant again.
Go to Nigeria and adopt, or somewhere in the hood and adopt.
Listen,
one.
I want a girl, but I don't really think I ever
want
to be pregnant again. However,
I
know
be pregnant again.
I know how the baby fever kicked back up on me when little Marcus turned like 4. So, at 4 years old, if I don't have it, if neither one of us have baby fever, then I know without a doubt, shadow of a doubt, we are not having any more kids.
Now I know when to be careful.
Now you know when to be careful. I told you. No. I told you. You in 4 years, you have to get a vasectomy. You remember that? You said how much long do I have? 4 years. He has to get a vasectomy. All
right.
Because I'm the Paragard is coming out. I'm not going to have nothing else in me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's the mm-hmm about?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What's the mm-hmm about?
Nothing.
No. They want to know. They're listening to this. What's
the
mm-hmm about?
They want to know.
Yeah.
I don't care what you want to know. I know. No. Go ahead.
All right, guys, if you all have any other...
Be venom my snake.
Yeah, no venom in your snake. Don't try to then add what your thoughts are. I told you to tell me what your thoughts were. See, boy.
Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, he's got to get a vasectomy in 4 years.
Yeah, she wants me to get a vasectomy in 4 years.
Okay, well, we're going to be having a child in 4 years.
All right.
Yeah, because he'll forget
this.
You're
going to be older than me.
I know how old I am, and I'm healthy, honey. Did you read the article that twin mothers live longer and are stronger than regular moms? This is the studies have shown. So okay. You dealing with She-Ra, power of Grayskull, honey. Okay. I births babies. So if you all have any other questions
She-Ra?
For us.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I took it back.
You know she ain't make it.
When? When?
I guarantee you nobody, everybody knows who He-Man is.
Yeah, but we're talking about me being strong.
She got rolled off the show.
Whatever, because she had better things to do. She was out birthing babies.
She didn't do them.
She's out birthing babies. So if you all have any other questions, you can leave them on my Twitter account. I have the handle at Angel the Actress, and you can use the hashtag ISGTCAA. Is this? No, that's wrong. It should be ITGTCAA. Is this going to cause an argument?
That's why I don't do all social media.
Darn it. I did it wrong. ITGTCAA. Or you can leave them in the link below, in the comment box below of the video if you're watching the video. Again, use the hashtag ITGTCAA and leave us a question and we'll answer it in our next Twitter question episode. Please follow this podcast on iTunes. It's also up on SoundCloud. We are so grateful.
You got 12 minutes.
Hey, I'm getting off of here.
I'm just letting you know.
Oh, we're so grateful.
I didn't think you got the hint of me showing you the time.
I swear, is this going to cause the argument? The answer is yes. We're so grateful for you all. Just look forward to doing more of these with you all. So stay tuned for the next one. And be blessed. All right.
Deuces.
Bye.
Have a good one.